So, yeah, two things keep ringing in me, like, do we know what we do to our Earth? And it goes one step further for me. Do we know what we do to our own inner Earth? And do we know what we do with our collective Earth? And then switch it to the positive, you know, we can do a lot in that field. And other one is, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. And that brings me to environmental pollution starts in the mind. Yeah, and it's not just an outer thing, it's something to take responsibility for in our own way of thinking and consciousness, and from there how we act in the world. An answer for not going into the problems, because the organizations you mentioned, Jerry, are organizations that do regenerative work for nature and for humanity. So we act from there. But still, since we are pretty interactive on the moment, I throw it in the room. What is the solution for that aspect of what are we doing to our Earth? Yeah. What are the solutions for that? Not as environmental actions, but more on the level of consciousness.
Learning to appreciate less?
Yep, thank you. That lifts up and expands consciousness.
Being generous.
Being generous, yeah. Okay, keep coming, dear ones.
Having an understanding heart.
Understanding, an understanding heart is much wider than only understanding, yeah, thank you.
Awareness of ourselves and our surroundings within our conscious realms and how our words and actions take place.
Yep.
Taking responsibility for our impact on the world.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Yeah, one I want to throw in the field is love. Yeah, and then not just super sex or supra-sex. Supra-sex, that layer, supra-sex, is what Barbara mentioned, you know, that's when you really get ignited and the fire rises in love and consciousness. Then you start interacting with your world in a very generative way, which is very creative. And she calls that supra sex. So, but yeah, I would like to look at the intelligence, the texture of love. And I always mention that the first quality of love to me, when you look at the different qualities like surrender, compassion, the first quality is connection. Love connects. Everything is connected in this universe. And that's the law of love. And when I connect with a flower, I always had roses in my house in the Netherlands, in every room, one. And there were these moments that I connect with that flower, and that flower opens up to me in consciousness. It's like a conscious being, a certain level of consciousness, and it sees me. And we are one in that dance. Do you know that experience? With something you love, yeah, or with somebody you love, it opens up. Yeah, we worked some time ago on a Wednesday evening with the theme of appreciation, and appreciation is an aspect of love. It opens up, and you see more of the other, and the other sees more of you, and in that seeing each other, their consciousness expands. So in that way, love is very intelligent, and I had that with crystals, you know, that somebody gave me a ball of crystals and they say, pick one, and I picked one. And she said, wow, this is the central crystal I put in. And she said, what is the essence of it? It feels like Indian. Yeah, it comes from an Indian site in Wyoming. Now, not to say that I'm psychic, no. I'm just connecting, very simple. And taking that crystal serious as a being. And then it starts speaking. Yeah, we all can do that and exercise that and expand in that quality. It's a matter of love, It's a matter of connecting. It's a matter of taking everything serious as a level of being. In the middle of the world, it's a level of being. And then it reveals itself. And so it opens itself up. When there's love, I see you and you see me. And something opens up. Yeah, that what you love, what you see, opens itself and it starts sharing its information with you. Yeah, not only the flow of love and energy, but also its information, its essence. So we start connecting on a level of essence, of soul. Yeah, soulful relationships. Now, going back to that level of environmental pollution, we live in a community where it's high intensity. The love in our field is building, the vibe is rising in these last years and especially in this last cycle, especially when a big group of 100 people come in with the theme of shame, then, you know, there's a strong vibe. And we are all in a transformational journey, each in our way, and especially people in the FSE program, you know, you are in a strong transformational process. So what happens in that process, we are in that cauldron and it starts boiling and things, stuff comes up. The more love, the more starts coming up. And that can be sometimes confusing, or it can be disturbing, or it can be drama. This afternoon I had a Zoom call with the Netherlands, a group that does the dance to heal the earth. It's a dance around the sacred tree, which I did for 4 years, and I'm one of the wisdom elders. Anyhow, so, and it was about drama. There was drama in that group. Gossip was a part of it. Just drama. In fact, unnecessary drama. But it's very human. We are human beings, so in fact, it's not a problem. So they asked me to write an article about drama and what you do with drama, so I will. And this is my exercise ground for that article. So what do we do when a lot of feelings and emotions come up in the process of a cauldron of so much love and so much opportunity for change and growth? It can be a lot for our emotional body. And if it's a lot for our emotional body, it is a lot for the mind. And then the mind has difficulty to stay on track and stay stable. And when that gets difficult, it's difficult to stay stable in our actions of daily life and feel good about our environment and so on. And then easily we move in drama. Now, I'm not judging. There's nothing wrong about that. I go through the same cycles. So what can we do there? We can do the same as I just suggested. When you really connect with a person, with a stone, with a flower, you can really connect with that part of your inner realm, of that what is moving in you. Instead of being swept away by it, you can totally connect with it. Because if you are swept away by it, you lose intelligent connection, you lose loving connection. It's a step in consciousness. Not always easy, but it's a way. And I suggest we do a meditation together to give that a little exercise. Are you in for that? Yeah? Okay, thank you. Yeah, so let's feel our physical body. And feeling our physical body always means that we move into our inner landscape. We feel ourselves. And let's just take anything that is moving in our life on this moment, in our cycle of growth and change, that is really moving us in the emotional realm and in the realm of thinking. Our thoughts keep going back and back to it, and it gets more and more intense. And it can develop in drama, where we sometimes lose more or less control because it's starting living its own life. And that's okay. It has its own life. It did build through time, through happenings in the past or in the recent situations. So we see it and accept it as something that has its own life. And we see it for that, and we say, I see you. And we accept it for that, totally, not by getting swept away by it, but by totally accepting, recognizing and seeing it. And then we say, I see you. It's okay. Who are you? What is it that you want to tell me? What is it that you need? You are there for a reason. So you want to reveal something to me. And I know that I only can step over this threshold when I see and I accept this threshold to the next space to move on. In that acceptance, there's forgiveness. Not top-down forgiveness, but forgiveness of saying yes without being swept away, but knowing that your conscious presence in that loving atmosphere will let that what tends to live its own life will open up to you. And it will change consciousness. The light of the sun shining of the lighthouse changes what it is seeing. And just from there, bless that part, and bless that part of you that connects with many other things in your life, and bless your life, and bless all it is connected with, the situation, the concrete living situation or the people, just bless and say, I love you, I see you, it's okay. And then be conscious if anything is changing in your heart. And if not immediately, this can be an exercise for later moments. This is a way to be in control in a very loving way. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes with thankfulness to yourself and to your own inner landscape. Thank you for doing this. And just knowing that life moves as a river. Nothing changes, nothing stays the same. It all moves. So there's a lot of life in this process as what we are doing. The life force frees itself because in this way we free ourselves without getting stuck. In that realm, we rise above it, not top down, but in such a way that it opens up and we free ourselves, we free our situation, and we free our environment. So let's enjoy that process. Thank you.